got this steel thing shaping up. And they can't pee a drop, not going to. We're going to have a big nationwide strike unless they can have some price increases to absorb some of this heavy lifting they're going to do. And our people have come to the conclusion that if down the road, reasonable time, they could be told that we weren't going to be looking over their shoulder, they could have a few selective price increases on things that they don't have too much competition on, to get a little of it back. They might gamble on it better than the strike. They've got a lot of steel on hands and so forth. Close it up. The council says that selective hikes averaging $1 a ton would have a very minimal impact. They would not be noticed. They'd be soon forgotten. I'm reading from his memo. They would probably be little noticed and soon forgotten. On individual steel products, these hikes might run up to $3 or $4 a ton. But on relatively low-cost steel, $3 or $4 amount to as much as 2 to 3%. Since few final products any importance are made exclusive to steel, a 2 to 3% price advance is not likely to constitute more than 1% of the total cost of a product. A cost advance of 1% is often than enough to trip off an increase. Selective hikes averaging $3 over the whole range constitute a different colored horse. Increases on steel could run as high as 9 to 12 if you did that. This could easily trip off increases in price of important final products, and such increases far exceed the added steel cost. For more than 6 months, we've been getting rumors that the auto companies are looking for an excuse to raise car prices. They want the excuse of a $5 or $10 increase in the cost of a car, so they can raise its price by 50 to 100. It seems incredible, but it's happened many times before. And he goes on, the steel industry is that both economic and symbolically, they are the ones that get the spiral going and so forth. And he winds it up, though, he says, you have rightly been trying to avoid strike. $3 increase would unmistakably violate your guideposts and unavoidably be treated as an administration deal with the industry if it is that big. The effects of price hikes averaging $2 a ton, somewhere in between. I'm not enough of an economist to tell you whether it's more like one or three, whether two is. He says one doesn't bother us. Three creates havoc. He's not enough economist to know whether two is near one or three. If I had any option, I'd be bothered about taking the chance. Now, we either going to try to close it up today, or maybe we're not going to get any results. Listen, they've moved a little, and Abel with Goldberg and others moving in on him, and Clark Clifford moving in on some of the steel people. I've got them in a kind of a weaving way. I've got to make up my mind what I can say to the steel companies without anybody knowing it but me and you and Clifford. Not even the economic advisors, or Connor, are words, because we don't want to make any deal or any trade. We want to stop a strike. And we know that we have no controls, and we know what they can do, I guess, what they want to. So what I would propose to do, if I could, would be to tell Bob McNamara, tell the auto companies they just can't raise prices. And not have the FBI go wake them up, but just tell them, by God, they ain't going to allow this, period. Now you figure out what tool Johnson's got and what you got, and be damn sure you're not overmatched, but you better not raise prices. We think we ought to tell Clifford, at least I do, to say that we think they ought to take $1. $2 the maximum. At $3, the minimum that they would think they could exist by is completely out. And that if they don't do it, that they're going to lose a hell of a lot by imports. It's up to 10 million tons now compared to 1 million after the 59 strike. If they have a strike, it'll probably be 20 million tons. And that I'm not out to crusade against them, but I'm not going to exempt them from anything, and I'm not going to be special privileged with them. But if they can get along here without an inflationary proposition, and they can keep it to preferably one and not over two, that I think they ought to settle on that basis, and I'll cooperate with them.
I think with emphasis, Mr. President, that this is a dollar to $2 on selected.
Yeah, oh yeah, right. Oh yeah, yeah. That's right, on selected.
Because that's terribly important.
That yes, they want it, and they
the board.
And they sure want to be able to compete on the others where they yeah. Japs, you see.
Yeah. Well, I think that it, my judgment would be based on the analysis that you have there, which I can't quarrel with because I don't know enough about it.
I don't know anything about it. You know more about it than I do. You're a professor, and I'm not, and you're a good lawyer, and then besides, you got common sense.
But I,
And Joe Califano's in here with me. He's been sitting in all these meetings. I don't know whether Harvard produced good lawyers here or not.
No,
he thinks
that he's good.
He thinks that this is the best thing to do. Goldberg thinks that we ought to do something of this nature, and he's going to try to make the workers come up. They've got to, as I gathered, it's 51 and 41, and now the steel companies are willing to, what was it? 43 and a half. They're going to 43 and a half. And we want the labor boys to come down to 48, and then we'll have really 44 to 48, and maybe with this $2, it could be two off and two on.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be within the guidepost.
But
not nearly as much, though, as Abel got, as McDonald got for aluminum and can.
Yeah, that's the problem of the whole business.
Well, you can run your shop on this basis.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, you got your editor straightened out?
The what?
Your editor, Mr. Berlin, you got him straightened out?
He straightened out, yes, sir.
Okay, now.
Straightened out the other one. But I got that one. I got a piece of paper on my desk here. Wants me to still cut newspaper down in Dallas.
Wants to do what?
Sue a newspaper down in Dallas. Been inquiring.
Your man?
Huh?
Your man wants
it up there. Keith's been away. He's on vacation.
What have they acquired in Dallas?
They acquired a couple of these suburban newspapers. It's like the Los Angeles Times, Keith.
Which one, the News or the Times Herald?
Let me just have to reach for it here and tell you, sir. I can't.
I bet, by God, it's our friend. But we couldn't get a
chances are.
The News is our enemy, and the Times Herald's our friend.
News is the, all right, Times Herald is our friend. I don't know, it's somewhere. I can't lay my hand right on this.
Find it and let somebody know over here.
Oh, I wasn't going to do anything with that. But, I mean, I'm,
yeah.
Here it is. I'll tell you which it is. It's the News.
All right, well, we'll talk about that.
All right. Pretty good complaint, actually.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it.
Right.
We may have to get barefoot down there and run for that seat in Congress or something. But you got immigration in any better shape?
No, sir. I just let me wait him a bit over the weekend and see where we are.
Okay. But nothing we can do to Dodge. You can't do it. But is there nobody around him?
Well, I just think Javits would be so much better if it was Javits to move, to put it all on their back.
Mm.
And I think he's going to.
Mm.
And that's the reason I'm keeping hands off for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And let me, I'll be hard at work at it when they come back Tuesday to get it out Wednesday.
Right.